You're listening to SBS News.
Education, the environment and climate change, mental health, racism and discrimination, and domestic violence are the top five concerns for Australian youth, according to a new report. The nation's largest face-to-face consultation of young Australians was led by Australian Youth Representative of the United Nations, Karim El-Ansari, and his team last year. Mr. El-Ansari was initially surprised that climate change is not the number one concern among young people.
The fact that education emerged as the top issue of concern did surprise me. After having done a lot of these consultations, it is less surprising because I think many young people are feeling that their education isn't preparing them well for the future.
The UN Youth Ambassador ran 233 consultations nationwide, including in regional and remote areas. While education is identified as the number one issue for young people, it is also the top solution. The UN Youth Ambassador hoped to see some change in the education system.
As people within the education system who are experiencing it firsthand, they know better than anyone else what is and isn't working. So I'd really like to see more opportunities for young people to co-design curriculum and be brought into the decision-making process around education reform, but decision-making across the board as well.
Recommendations also include the suggestion that school curricula should be expanded to include anti-bullying education, disability awareness training, and broad cultural awareness programs. When looking at specific age groups, Australians as young as 12 see racism as their number one issue. Rupert Sanders, the National Clinical Advisor of the Mental Health Foundation, Headspace, agrees with the educational sentiment of the report.
I think there is value in supporting anyone to learn and be more informed around topics like racism, like being respectful for people with disability. I think the more that we can support young people to have a good understanding of a range of topics is going to better equip them to be adults in the future.
Mr. El-Ansari spoke to thousands of young people nationwide, some of whom shared their own experiences of racism and discrimination. The issue particularly impacts young people who face some sort of disadvantage or marginalisation. Jane Chen, the youth advisor at the Centre for Multicultural Youth, comes from a Chinese-Australian background. She says she has experienced racism in different ways and wants people to know that the issue is about more than offensive words.
It's not just about, like, people's feelings being hurt or, you know, like, causing offence to someone. It's about lives. It's about people's health. People's opportunities in life. Like, it has such a massive impact on people economically and in terms of what they're, like, how they're able to fulfill their potential. So it's not at all just about, like, somebody being offended in one moment.
64% of Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islanders consulted spoke about racism being a core issue in their lives. Ms. Chen wants young people from all backgrounds to stand in solidarity over the problem.
What's really important is that we recognise the issue and kind of work together to look at what's the underlying root of this and show some solidarity, not just between, you know, like refugee and migrant youth, but also Indigenous young people, recognising that this is something that affects all of us and it's going to affect us all to different degrees, and we really need to support each other in that.
Mr. El-Ansari hopes that policymakers will read the report and consider what young people are saying. While he came across many issues, he still has a message of hope.
We're changing a lot of the public conversation around issues, and we've seen that with climate change. We're participating in our communities at unprecedented rates. We're the most educated generation in history. We, you know, are shaping the world every day, and I think the future looks pretty bright, because one thing that really surprised me is how much young people actually want to contribute.
Bernadette Clark, SBS News.